Track 8, Letters to the Editor, and this week there is only one letter. "Let the children have their say," writes Sean Brogan of Tynmouth. "It is a pity that young children cannot vote. Your report last week of 3,788 children in Teignbridge living in poverty brings shame on this government. 1,015 of these children are under school age and, according to Barnardo's, are going to bed in a cold home on an empty stomach. The operation of the two-child benefit policy, where the third child is not supported, reminds me of the Stalinist China one-child policy of trying to control growth in population. This government is at the fag end of its time, and after 14 years of austerity and having sold off rail, gas, water and steel, etc., it appears we have no money even to support our children. There are more billionaires than ever this year. It appears that you don't have to rob banks to be rich. I have no doubt where children would put their cross, and it would not be for a badly holed ship crewed by MPs who pay themselves £90,000 plus expenses, and still they complain it is not enough."